Well, this is just a quick little snippet. We are here to announce that Free Dining has been released by Disney. And this is going to be kind of settling some bets between some of the mouse chatters. I think Chris and I, who else said that it was coming?
May I just correct this?
Yes.
I believe that Lisa sided with the men.
Did I?
I think you did.
I think I think
you switched sides, Lisa. I think you originally thought that Free Dining was going to come out, and then
that is correct.
Yeah,
you switched
swept.
Sides to us, and so yes, Steve and I were, you know,
we led her to the dark side.
So I don't get any credit.
No, you don't.
I'm just too flip floppy.
Yes.
You can run for Congress now. That's the good news.
and the thing is, I remember exactly when it happened because I remember sitting here thinking, gosh, maybe they're right, you know, 3-2.
I know. I doubted myself for a second too, Chris.
I did
and
too.
I'm like, nah, it's coming.
I can't believe it, but, you know.
Why did you guys think it wasn't going to come? I mean, the truth was is that there's so many rooms available, especially,
back
you know.
The fact is that if you can get dining reservations, there's too many rooms available.
Well, and here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. They may say back to rack, but last year they came out with that huge announcement saying that, you know, we're going to wean people off. And then right after that, they announced an entire year's worth of discounts.
Here's the other reason I also didn't think it was coming is because last year they introduced, you know, 2011 dates in 2010. You know, so it just seems like, I don't know, Disney's given a lot of people, you know, multiple bites of the apple. You know, oh, you didn't book in 2010 like we told you you should have? Well, you know, now's another
but
chance. Oh, you
the
missed
problem,
that date, giving you another chance. So
the problem was is they only, those dates were only good until the end of September. And so there had been no general public discounts for October, November, and December. So
right.
You know where I stand on free dining. I mean, but
right. I love free dining.
But for the people that love free dining, I am very, very happy for you. And yeah, it's I mean, no doubt, it's a money saver.
Listen to you.
It's a huge money saver.
Yep.
What? Listen to me.
Well, I just thought it was going to happen, and I'm really glad it did. You know, I mean, it does help a lot of people out. And I was pretty worried. There were some people I was talking to who, you know, maybe were going to cancel their reservations, maybe stay off site. So this will help them.
Well,
I have to be honest. I was starting to sweat it a little bit too.
And this is the thing. People should not come to expect it every year because eventually it's not going to happen. It's not going to come.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's a very popular promotion.
Yeah, I agree. It keeps the parks full. I mean, it used to be, you know, a long time ago, you could go in December, you know, before the Christmas holiday started, and the parks were empty. And you don't have that now. And it's not just because, you know, people say, oh, it's because the unofficial guide told everyone the secret. No, that's not it. It's because of free dining and
it's
other promotions.
I don't know. I think one of these years, I'm going to be right.
I hope
one
you're an old
years,
man
you might
sitting
be right,
somewhere.
Bob,
you're going to be an old man sitting somewhere going, it's going to happen this year. I can tell.
30 years from now, we're all going to be like,
Bob. I'm going to be calling you up.
In my nursing home. Thank
In
you.
In your nursing Well, I mean, hopefully you're still alive at that point.
Yeah.
Because you are, you know, so much older than me.
I know. It's true.
Love.
But you know what? Tall people, they don't last as long as short people.
That is very true. You know, the circulation's just not as good. So,
well, this took a dark turn.
So, Lisa, what are the dates, and how would someone book free dining?
What, you don't want
nice
to hear more
segue,
about
Steve? Nice segue.
You don't want to hear about my restless leg syndrome?
Restless leg syndrome?
Free dining? I'm just, you know, whatever they call that, you know.
But wait, can we just say Chris and Lauren were
right?
Steve, we're never going to live it down.
And you know what? I don't even know where I stand on this.
Well, we're wrong. That's where you stand.
Am I never going to live it down, or am I right?
You know what? You're worse in some ways. You're worse than
Switzerland.
Steve and Bob.
Oh, this is great.
No, in some ways you were worse than Steve and Bob because at least Steve and Bob had convictions. They stood by their original assessment. They didn't waver. You were like. like, you know, I kind of like Steve. Maybe I'll go on his side. See where that got you?
Wow. Lisa, I need to defend you. I feel like I need to defend you.
No, don't defend her.
You know
what? She was mocking us.
Oh. No, what? I speak my mind. If my mind wavers, then my mind wavers.
There's no controlling it.
There is no controlling it.
I got worried, but I never wavered.
No.
Now, I did get worried, but I didn't waver. I totally
Bob certainly didn't waver.
There.
No, Bob didn't waver.
But I have to say, though, based on looking at the last year of promotions, Disney has still dropped similar promotions, but they have changed their game a little bit to keep us guessing, which is really hard because I used to be able to predict what the promotions were going to be and when they were coming out.
That's a really good point. Like, for example, last year they announced free dining for the fall on the 5th of July. Yeah. So when it didn't come out then, I was kind of like, oh, maybe they are serious. But we're sort of in keeping with when they announced it in 2009. This is only a couple days later.
Yeah, it was like August what was it?
I think for 2009, they announced free dining for the fall on like the 29th or something of July.
Was it? Okay.
Or the 27th. It was something like that.
Is your memory failing you?
It could be. I don't even know why I remember this stuff. And yet I can't remember to get my kid their four-year checkup, and they're almost four and a half, my twins. So I'm a bad parent.
So the travel window is October 2nd of 2011 through March 31st of 2012. So if you're traveling between those dates, you may be able to get one of the free dining dates. One thing to keep in mind is that it's going to be select dates, and it may not work out. They're targeting value travel dates, so don't expect it to be available on some of the popular ones. Your booking window is going to be August 3rd through October 29th of 2011. So get them booked.
Wow.
Because, you know, they keep threatening that they're going to do these offers early and that they're not going to do them later. You know, kind of like last year when they had the free dining in November for September of 2000, you know, the following year, offered it in 10/4/11. Some of the cast members have said that they are trying to push the offers out so that people actually do book early. So the best offers are going to be early. So book it. Not many things beat free dining. A couple things do, but, and it all depends on your family structure and where you're staying. You know, and the free dining offer is a great offer, but it isn't necessarily the best one for you. There are some offers out there that could beat it. Some of the Pixie offers that we have could beat it. It's going to depend on your family structure. It's going to depend on your dates of travel, and it's going to depend on the resort that you stay in, you know, whether it's deluxe, moderate, or a value resort. So what you should do is you should contact one of our Pixie agents. We've got three of them on the podcast right now, and they're going to be able to run the numbers and figure out what's going to be the best scenario for you. You can contact Bob or Lauren or Chris W. Go to the pixievacations.com website, and you can choose their name from the drop-down list under the quote request. Just put in that you heard us on mousechat.net. So in summary, you know, we've got the free dining offer out. You can book your travel anytime between August 3rd, and which is today, and October 29th, 2011. The travel window, October 2nd, 2011, through March 31st, 2012. It's kind of hard to say if the deal is going to be the best option for you. There are some other options out there. It's going to depend on your family structure. It'll depend on the resort that you choose. The resort level has a lot to do with it because of price, deluxe, moderate, or value. But it'd be a great idea if you got in touch with a travel agent. Of course, you would want to get a Pixie travel agent, and you can find those at pixievacations.com. If you go to the quote section, you can request a quote. And feel free to pick one of our podcasters. Chris, Lauren, and Bob are all Pixie agents that are going to be very happy to help you. Put their name down in the notes section, or you can pick them from the Dropbox, and they'll be happy to get you a quote. It's Chris W. and Lauren and Bob. All right. So thank you very much, and listen for our regularly scheduled show for Friday, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.